Fred Finn Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 69th edition of Cannes Film Festival. Today I'm with Dave Jones, actor in the film Hi, Daniel Blake by Ken Loach, screening here in competition. Daniel, how did it start with Ken Loach?
Well, I was aware of Ken's work, you know, but I'm a stand-up comedian. That's what I do, that's my job. I work in clubs and theatres and I do festivals, stand-up. And a producer who knows me said that Ken had been looking for a guy from my hometown, Newcastle, late 50s, and the producer thought that I would be perfect for it. So what I did was I thought, oh, should I do it? And I thought, all right. And I just sent a text with my link to my web page. I didn't even send a CV or anything. I said, oh, hi, I'm a comic. I've heard this is happening. I'd be interested. I didn't hear anything for about 2 weeks. And then I got a call saying, would you come in and meet Ken? I came in and I met Ken and we got on great. You know, we got on really well together. And then he asked me to come back and do some improvisation scenes with a few girls. And one of them was Hayley. And then a couple of others, and then I went away, and then Hayley went away, and she did it with a couple of guys who was seeing for my part, and obviously I didn't know, and then I did a couple of more scenes, and then after about three, we came back, and it was two other girls and Hayley for the last audition, and we did a half a day improvising scenes and different things, and that's how I got involved with it, you know.
So who's the Daniel Blake that Ken Loach pitched to you?
Well, I don't know if you know how Ken works, but you don't get the script. You don't know the story. I mean, all I knew when I was asked to do the film was he's a guy. I didn't even know his name. He said he's a guy who's in his 50s. He's been a joiner all his life. He's worked hard. He's been looking after his wife who had mental illness. She died. He's on his own. He has a heart attack. He has to apply for benefits. That's what I was told, you know, and I thought, well, wow, you know what I mean? So I only learned the story as I lived Dan, if you like, you know. So every day I would get a couple of pages of script. But the advice I got off Ken, because this is my first film, was to, he said, all you need to do is listen and react. And if you listen and you react and the thought process is true and the feeling is true, then you will look right, you know? So that's what I took into it. But basically, as I got on, I found the story just unfolded in front of me. So I was living Dan's life as it came along, you know? And so I didn't have any preconceived ideas about how to play Dan. I just lived this life. And as every, you know, as everything came on top of that Dan, you know, I played it how I saw it and how I felt it. And I didn't really have a conscious decision of playing it sort of, you know, with like that quiet fury and dignity. It just happened because I was in the thing, you know, in the moment. And I think there's a scene in the film where Dan has to, because of his benefits, he has to go and look for work that he can't take. And when he gives his CVs out, he gives this guy who works in a garden centre, and the guy phones him up and says, you know, I liked your CV, I'll give you the job. And Dan has to say, I can't take the job. And the guy said, why not? Well, why do you give me the job? And he says, well, I can't because my doctor won't let me to work, but I have to show as though I'm looking for work to get my benefits. And the guy goes, what, so you don't want to work, you just want to be on benefits, so you're a scrounger. And that wounds Dan. You know, that's the thing that really gets to Dan, because I found he was a dignified guy, and an ordinary guy. He could be your father, he could be your grandfather, he could be... So he's an ordinary guy who's done everything right, goes to try and get some help when he needs it. He's the type of bloke I would imagine who never really asked for help, but was always helping others, always believes it, well, the state's going to help me now. Then he comes across this ridiculous bureaucracy that he can't go, like he has to fill in forms where he has to say whether he can touch his head or whether he can make a cup of tea, and it's all about getting points. And all it's about is, I've had a heart attack, I can't go to work. I'm not, my doctor says I'm not fit to work. It doesn't matter. You don't fit this requirement. You don't get enough points. Okay, and it's this system that is that has forgotten about the person, and all they're interested in is the quota of if you don't fit this, that doesn't matter. And that's where we've lost our way. Dan has lots of compassion for people, and the state looks as though they've lost the compassion for people. And this is why this film is important, because we need to make people see, because I don't think people believe this is happening, because people are led to believe that people who are having trouble, who are unemployed, it's their own fault and it's their own reason, and if they just got themselves together, you know. It's like they always put this finger on it when you bring social issues out. They go, well, it's because, you know, you're always bashing the bankers because people are jealous of the rich. And you go, no. I know lots of rich people. But the one thing they've got, the people who I know, is they've got compassion and they care about people. It's when it's the greed and they don't care about people. That's the people that we should get to. That's the people we should say, this is a human being, you have to have compassion, because if you don't, I think you're lost if you don't have compassion. And we're all lost if we don't have compassion, you know?
Thank you, Dave Jones, for sharing your experience on the set of Hi, Daniel Blake by Ken Loach. And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 69th edition of Festival di Cannes for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.